time for us to get into the Word of God, as we do every day about this time, give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And joining us from Lima is Kim Lyons from Faith Ministries. Kim, welcome.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here this morning.
It's good to have you with us, and we'll have you tell us about Faith Ministries in just a little bit. But first, we're going to have you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. The Lord has laid on my heart Philippians 3:13. Kind of pondered on my thoughts this past week. And the Word says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead." And, you know, I just began to think about how people have regrets and, you know, how those regrets keep you stuck. You know, regrets maybe of you wish you hadn't said something, you wish you hadn't done something. Regrets, you know, maybe you didn't take care of your mother or your father well. And, you know, just things happen in life. And, you know, regrets, those disappointments in life, they haunt your consciousness. And as you rehearse it more and more, it keeps you stuck and in a place of remorse. And I just began to think about the Word, you know. Paul, he persecuted the church. He had a lot of things he had done bad in his past before he got saved or converted. And he realized one thing. He said, "I got to forget those things which are behind, and I got to press towards the mark, forward to reach those things which are ahead." And that's what we have to do with regrets. You have to let it go. You have to forget it. And to forget doesn't mean that it's not embedded in your conscience, but not allow the emotions of what happened, what you wish you had done, how things went, not allowing those emotions to attach itself to you, because it keeps you stuck. And it's hard to move ahead in relationships. It's hard to move ahead and become everything that God has created you to be. And it keeps you stuck. And I just want to encourage someone today to let it go. You didn't do it. You did say it. You know, let those things go and press forward. Look into your future. Begin to walk, you know, learn from it. Oftentimes when I reflect on the things that I regret that I shouldn't have done or I shouldn't have said, I learn the lessons from it. What is the lesson I can get from that? Well, one lesson is to keep my mouth shut. Another one is to guard my heart, not to allow everyone's words or the words to influence my heart. And so that's how you have to walk in this life, especially today, whoever's listening today. Let that thing go. Let it go and move ahead into your future and get everything that God has for you. Things happen in life. Things are going to always happen, but we have to learn how to process, how to ask God to forgive us, and how to keep on moving and do what God has called us to do. And so God just kind of laid that word on my heart, and I thought I got to tell some people, because everyone struggles with regret. Everyone.
Oh, that's a good word for us. Kim, would you go ahead and pray for our listeners about that?
Yes. Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, first of all, that whoever is listening to this prayer, that you would forgive us of all of our sins, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for those who are struggling, who are still holding on to things and regrets of how they didn't do things and, you know, regrets of lost marriages, regrets of just not doing the things that they should have, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch their mind and touch their heart and teach them how to let it go and how to walk, Lord God, in your spirit. Lord, bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the weight of our heart and you understand the emotion of regret. But Lord, you can do all things. And so right now in the name of Jesus, those who are struggling, Lord God, I pray that you would give them the strength to keep moving, Lord God, and to press forward. And Jesus' name, I ask this request in your name, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen. Kim Lyons joining us from Faith Ministries. And Kim, tell us about Faith Ministries.
Well, it's called In Faith Ministries, and the pastor is my husband, Pastor Michael Lyons. I co-pastor with him, and we're located here at 1575 East High Street in Lima, Ohio, and it's a very exciting, spirit-filled church. We have prayer, hour of power prayer on Tuesdays and Mondays at 6 p.m., and then Thursday we have a powerful Bible study with praise and worship at 6:30, and then Sunday our services, we still have Sunday school at 10 o'clock, and then our worship service begins at 11. We have children's church, and it's very, very engaging and exciting, and we're just happy to be in the Lima area.
Excellent. If folks want to find out more information about In Faith Ministries, how can they do so?
They can go to our website, www.infaithministries.org.
Excellent. Hey, Kim, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.